This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app after 11 o'clock. Soccer Pirate Radio Hour. I'm Jason Longshore. Hopefully you are enjoying some soccer talk after Hawks basketball this evening. I'm going to try something here. I want to get into a little bit of how Atlanta United's game model should look and maybe how close it is to looking that way and what we've learned about what it should look like, what's worked, what hasn't. There's a lot for one segment. This is probably an ongoing conversation that we'll come back to over the course of the year, but we've seen six games. I feel like we have a pretty good idea, or we should by this point, of how Ronnie Dialo wants his Atlanta United to look. It's a little different than we've seen some other Atlanta United teams look. This was all kind of brought back fresh in my mind watching the training session today. On Tuesdays, we generally get to watch the entire training session. And sometimes it's a light session, more of a recovery session. Sometimes it's a more intense session, a little bit longer session. Today was a little bit longer. It wasn't super intense from a physical perspective. That's something that Dialo has talked about that he has learned during his time here in Atlanta, is managing the workload of the players to have them arrive on match day as fresh as possible and with as much energy as possible. And at times he's felt like his players have not had enough gas in the tank. So he's managed, I think, the workload a little bit. So this was a more intense session on doing things the way that he wants, making sure you do things with attention to detail, and kind of refreshing and maybe re-emphasizing some elements of the game model. So when I say game model, if you're coming at this from another sport perspective, just think basically your strategy, the way you want to play. You know, your playbook, essentially, except you don't have plays here. This is how you want Atlanta United to look. And it starts a little bit with a formation. Soccer's super fluid. You're not going to stay in this formation really outside of the kickoff. So I know it's a huge talking point, and it becomes a huge talking point, and I think people sometimes try to make it a huge talking point when it shouldn't be. Formation is part of your game model. It does not define your game model, because players move around on the field, and you want them to, especially in Ronnie Dialo's idea of how he wants his team to play. The way you start the structure is four defenders, left to right across in a line, two central midfielders that are defensive. He calls them sixes, two defensive midfielders, two holding midfielders. A number 10 in front of them, a right winger, a left winger, and a forward. Okay. Basics of how he wants his team to look. Get those fullbacks. In this case, typically when they're healthy, Brooks Lennon on the right, Pedro Amador on the left. Get them high up the field to join the attack and wide on the field to stretch the field. That's a very important part of this. The wingers, your left and your right winger, in this case, depends on the side they're on at the moment, can be Miguel Almiron, can be Saba Lobjanidze with Shonday Silva to close out the game on Saturday. They can come inside. And what happens when they do is you have a line of five across the front when you are attacking. From left to right, your left back, and assuming you have your normal starting lineup right now, which, look, could change. Right now, you would like to see Pedro Amador as the furthest player on the left. Saba Lobjanidze or Miguel Almiron inside of him. Latte Lott in the middle. Either Saba or Miggy on the other side of Latte Lott and Brooks Lennon on the right. A line of five. You want to pin the other team back with your line of five attacking. That's including your fullbacks. So, underneath that, you've got Alexei Maranchuk. You're 10. He's underneath it. He can clean things up. He can be a backboard in a way. If you need to come back to go forward to the other side, he can give you that. So, in the attack, you got a line of five. You got Maranchuk. So, five and then one. Underneath all that, you have two holding midfielders and you have two center backs. That creates a box. That blocks the middle of the field. Something Ronnie Dyla has said specifically and often, and he has emphasized it. He does not want to give up goals through the middle of the field. He does not want to have his team beaten through the middle. That's why the two defensive midfielder, the double six and the center backs, create a box and why they're very, very important in what he wants, because that protects the spine of your team. Now, positional play is a strategy and a way of talking about how Ronnie Dyla wants his team to look. Some people take, when they hear positional play, they think that means players need to stay in their positions. It's actually the opposite of that. You need to be moving into different positions, but you want to be spread out in that structure that we talked about, that five in the attack, three midfielders, and it can be a triangle, and two center backs behind it. And you want to be in a 4-4-2 defensively. You want your fullbacks to recover to create a line of four like you were when you kicked off. You want your wingers to drop and make four across the midfield with your two central midfielders. Maranchuk typically will go up next to Latte Lott. And you have 4-4-2. Sometimes it'll look like a 4-2-4. When you get pinned in, it needs to look like a 4-4-2. It can look like a 4-2-4 with the wingers higher up the field when you're pressing to try to win the ball back. But positional play is not about being rigid. It's about being fluid. But when a player moves from one position to another part of the field, somebody takes that position. You don't leave gaps. You don't leave gaps in the way that you play. Why? Why does that matter? Because it's about keeping the ball. And that's something that hasn't worked well enough for this team yet. They have not been as ball dominant as Ronnie Dyla wants them to be. And especially in certain moments of the game, they have not been ball dominant, keeping possession. Possession's not a bad word. Possession is an important element to the way that you want to play. If you have the ball, a little bit harder to get scored on, right? Of course, you don't want to just keep it and pass it around your center back. Some teams will do that. You don't want that. You want to use your possession to get forward and create dangerous opportunities. If you're in your structure and you pin teams in, so if you're attacking with five, for example, if you're the opponent, you're defending that. Do you want to defend that with four? No, probably not. Do you want to defend that with five? Maybe. You want to defend that with six. You want to have an extra man defensively, not including your goalkeeper. Okay, if they have six to deal with your five, that means there's only four the other way. If you're doing everything right from a possession standpoint and you build up the play, and this was something they worked on today a lot, and it's something that Steon Gregersen talked about with us after training. It's something that all the center backs have talked about. It's something that Ronnie Dyla has talked about. It's something he stopped training multiple times to emphasize elements of building up the play, building out of the back. Yeah, it's something that can be risky because if you turn it over, the opponent has a shorter distance to go to your goal. That is true. But if you do it correctly, then you set up your structure. You get your five up front. You get your three behind it with Maranchuk a little bit ahead of the other two. And you get your two center backs. When you do that, the other team has to react accordingly. They have to drop players back to defend. harder for them to attack if they've dropped more players to defend. Your chess match there kind of works in your favor, right? So you're looking to do that, and you have to be better with the ball to create that. If you just bomb it forward all the time, and at times Atlanta has been a little too reckless in that way of just playing it long without purpose. When you do that and the ball turns over, it's just going to come right back at you, and you might not be in position to deal with it because you chased the long ball. That's not where you want to be. You want to be controlled. You want to be in a structure, not rigid, but in a structure. You want to have your principles of play. The other principle of play, I talk about keeping possession and how that hasn't been as effective as it needs to be for this team to hit all the strides that it wants to hit. One principle that they have not done consistently enough is changing the point of attack. That has to happen more. It hasn't happened consistently enough. Needs to happen more. It happened on the first goal in this match, and it was Mateusz Klich hitting the big long diagonal from inside right to the opposite left side, about a 50, 60 yard ball. When you can hit those big switches, when you can switch from one side to the other quickly, why is that important? The other team defensively is not positioned to defend it. Normally, you're going to be more on the side of the ball. So if you hit the ball on a big switch, like Klich did in the first half, or if you work it back to your back line and then over quickly, you get to the opposite side where there are less defensive bodies before they can move their defensive bodies over there to help. That should create 1v1s. That should give you an opportunity to then really take chances and go. You get a 1v1, I should light up. You get 1v1s, and if you do everything correctly, if you set the team up like we're talking about, if you are smart with your possession, if you move the ball quickly from side to side, you create 1v1s. Saba can outrun a lot of people. He's good on the dribble too. He can get past people. Miguel Almiron can get past people. Sean De Silva can get past people. Alexi Marantiu can either get past people or pass past people. You need 1v1s. You need to create those things. That's the stuff that Atlanta needs to do. I think it's very easy to get hung up on don't play Marantiu in the middle. Well, why are we yelling at Marantiu when players are coming into his space and crowding it? Why is that Alexi's fault? Alexi's dropping to try to find that space. That's good. Positionally, because you're chasing the game, he dropped even deeper to play in a deeper role. If you're having to defend a lot, that's risky. If you're chasing the game when you're down 3-1, it's not as risky. You can do that at times, and you've learned that. You've learned that Matt Edwards on the left side can work to a degree. It's different than Pedro Amador. It's not going to stretch the field as much, but he can come inside, and the winger can go further out wide. You can make that work. There's lots of elements that we've seen that have been good. We've seen lots of building blocks. But watching the team today, it really comes back to me that they need to be better in the buildup. The center backs need to be smarter with the ball and at times dribble forward to draw attention from the defense and then pass around that to get the ball wide and then get from one side to the other. When this team has done that this season, they have been very good. And that has happened when Alexi Marantiuk has been a 10. It's happened when he has been in a deeper role. What he does in that deeper role that you need Bartosz Szlich and Mateusz Klich and Jay Fortune and Tristan Muyamba to do and Will Riley when they're in those roles is turn and go. Turn and go forward. Look for the option. It can be a pass. It can be a dribble. It can be taking space. The center backs can do the same thing. That was something that Dyla made a big point about today. Get forward. Get forward. Not reckless. Not crazy. Not just bombing it forward. Get forward. Don't waste time. Then you can set up shop in the attacking half. Get into your 2-3-5 in the way that you want to attack teams, and you can pick them apart. That's where you need to be. You're building the blocks to get there. You're not quite there yet. We've seen some good. We've seen some things that haven't. And the other thing about positional play before I go to break is you can move the pieces around to get different elements. You can bring players off the bench. Sean De Silva loves a one-on-one, right? That can open things up. Marantiu can drop deeper. That opens things up. You don't have to always play the same way for 90 minutes. Sometimes changing it up can throw the opponent off. Sometimes moving a player from one spot to the other can create a mismatch. Ronnie Dial is figuring out where his mismatches are and what buttons he can press to create them. Six games in, I like what we're seeing. There's some elements that you want to see continue to be refined. And we'll come back and we'll revisit this as we go through the season. If you got any questions about all that, don't hesitate to reach out to me on social media at Longshoe. I'll get into it. It's fun to get into that stuff and try to make game model make sense in normal words without trying to throw a bunch of terms at you that you got to go run into Google to look up. All right, coming up next, I'll throw a term at you. It's a 3-4-3, three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about the game that I love so much. Stay with me. One more segment of Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.